Frank, our Denver 7 insider. As always, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air. He joins us now. Good morning, Troy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great, Troy. So, you know, we've been batting around this Aaron Rodgers thing and the Last Dance reference that both he and Devontae Adams had. So, you know, what do you make out of it? Is it they're coming back for one more season, or that was the Last Dance, or they're just making fun of Gutekunst? Where are you at on this?
Well, I think Rodgers was supporting Adams. Adams' contract negotiations are going nowhere. He's in no hurry to sign a long-term deal if he doesn't know what Rodgers' future is. And, you know, again, on Friday, Superbook Sports closed all NFC North marketing and betting odds because of their belief and info from a source that Rodgers is going to make an announcement this week, speculation being that he's going to announce he's going to retire. Against that backdrop, there is a shareholders meeting this morning at 11 a.m. Green Bay time to talk to the GM and Mark Murphy, the CEO. So let the squirming and awkwardness begin. I do think we're going to see something with Rodgers this week. Either he makes it clear he's holding out, or he announces his retirement to try to force a Carson Palmer type trade. Remember, that trade happened finally in October of 2011. It took a while before the Bengals decided to finally move him. But I do think we're going to start to see some clarity with Rodgers' situation in the next few days.
How is an Aaron Rodgers retirement announcement really any different from him just holding out in terms of how it impacts and pressures the Packers to do something? They still hold his rights, even if he retires.
Right, you're right. It really, a retirement at this stage in this really is just a glorified holdout. But what it does say is, to even say those words as an athlete, and Mark's lived it, I mean, it takes some bravado to say, hey, I'm going to retire. I'm saying, we see boxers do it. You don't see a lot of other professional athletes just throw that retirement word around. So what it would do, Mike, is show the level of seriousness to which he's dug in. Say, you know what? I would rather retire than play for you another down. So you have a choice. You can just not deal with me for a year and we'll, you know, move me after the season, or move me now, or move me before, you know, the trading deadline, because I'm not playing for you. And remember, his agent, David Dunn, is the same agent Carson Palmer had when he pulled this. And Palmer's was a little more public when I went back and researched it. They issued a statement through the agent who said, listen, I love the Bengals. I'm done here. I don't want to play here anymore. He was very specific. We've implied all that with Rodgers based on his actions and his passive aggressive shots at the organization. That's why I think there'll be some clarity where he just says something in the next couple of days that allows them then to say, okay, what are we going to do here? We're going to wait him out. We're going to move him. What are we going to do? Because money's not solving it. That's clear. And they're not going to fire the GM the day before training camp starts. So what do they do? But you're right, Mike. It really is a glorified holdout. But when you throw the word retirement around, it feels more serious from the athlete's perspective.
All right. Speaking of serious, Deshaun Watson has a lot of serious things hanging over his head with 22 civil suits that have been filed. But the Houston Texans all of a sudden are saying, hey, we're open to trading him now. Value for Deshaun Watson and odds of them being able to find a dance partner, so to speak, with the Houston Texans.
Well, I mean, it just feels uncomfortable for me, honestly, that they're talking about trading him like this is a football deal with the legal issue hanging over him. I'm not sure, you know, why and what the mechanics would be where they put him on the exempt list until some of this gets ironed out. But from a football perspective, there's clearly going to be interest. They say they still want three first-rounders. I mean, if you're a team acquiring Deshaun Watson right now, you've got to deal with, number one, the PR issue of, I mean, this is 22 complaints, not one. I mean, it's a really, it's an uncomfortable situation. And frankly, it's just a pattern of behavior that you'd have to vet to the point you are comfortable bringing him into your organization. That's number one. Number two, if you trade for him, Mark, when does he get suspended? If he, you know, I mean, they can suspend him without, you know, you being charged for a crime. There's ways to suspend guys. So, I don't know. I just, this story feels so odd. Like, I know why you report it, because you lose $50,000 a day and they can't waive those fines now because of the new CBA. So he's just going to show up, sit in the back of the room and collect his money. But the idea now, like, oh, we're willing to trade him. Who wants to give Deshaun Watson? It's like, wait, did like the last 4 months not happen? I just woke up to this, like, not understanding. Like, they think a bunch of teams are going to line up to trade a guy they think is going to be suspended. And you're talking about multiple first round picks. I think we need a lot more clarity here, Mark, before he gets moved, mainly from either his legal situation or the commissioner's office. What are they going to do with him? Are they going to put him on the exempt list?
Visio, Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider. Baseball trade deadline at the end of this week. Do you anticipate the Rockies making any moves?
I do. I do think Trevor Story gets traded. I've thought that all season. He's not going to re-sign with the Rockies. There's no reason to believe he would re-sign. He has not had a good year. Obviously, he's had his issues offensively. It's unfortunate. I think he has felt the pressure of moving on. But to me, I would, you know, the Yankees were one that made a lot of sense. If you can get Clint Frazier and a prospect for him, I would take that over a compensatory pick. Me personally, than letting just Trevor walk as a free agent. I thought the, you know, Mariners could be a good fit, you know, swapping straight for J.P. Crawford. I don't think the Mariners are in on that right now, but there's still a couple of teams out there. The Padres had interest in Story. They were going to, you know, Buster Olney reported they were going to try to move him to center field if they acquired him along with Adam Frazier. So we'll see. I do expect him to be moved. I don't know about John Gray, because John Gray wants to return to the Rockies. He's one. He and De La Rosa will be in that category of pitchers who want to stay with the Rockies long term. So I don't know that Gray gets moved. I would move Story and Givens for sure if I were them to try to collect prospects.
Yeah, it's just interesting. It seems to kind of go back and forth in regards to Trevor Story. Anybody else? You mentioned John Gray, who's actually really, you know, for the most part, pitched really well here the last couple of, last month or so, especially at home. CJ Krohn, anybody else that looks like somebody that they might end up moving?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the guy they get the most for is Marquez because of his control. His contract is just very cheap, and he's really good, but they can't afford to move pitching. The one thing they've done this year, Mark, is pitch well. Their starting pitchers have pitched really well this year, all things considered, especially at home. And their team ERA is below four at home from a starting pitching standpoint. But when you look at their best player they could move, I mean, could you decide, you know, we're moving on from McMahon? You know, again, those are guys you could get more for because they're so cheap. They're just entering the arbitration process. I just don't know because Ryan's really struggled the last month. Story's the one piece. You know, Story's the one piece. And can you get comfortable with what you get for him rather than taking a compensatory pick? Gray would get you something. There's no doubt. And Givens, because there's so many teams need bullpen help. Daniel Bard has some value. He's been a little erratic this year at closer, but the ones to keep an eye on, because so many teams are in on relievers, would be Givens and Bard. And then obviously the one we'll all be keeping an eye on is if they move Trevor Story.
Last one, really quick for me. And we've talked about Rogers, we've talked about Watson. This 50-50 battle, Mike and I talked about it last week when they came out and said, hey, only about 2-3% of the actual, actual evaluation has happened. Like, I never buy any of that garbage, but how much, like, if you were, based on the offseason, what do you think they've done from an evaluation standpoint between these two quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, they're further along than 2-3%, I would hope. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Every day in the NFL, the eye in the sky doesn't lie. They're watching everything. I do believe they watch things in OTAs like, with Drew, did he improve? Has he improved his footwork? He's changed some things. Is he better in terms of his second read? Is he better mechanically in his accuracy? With Teddy, what does that look like in the huddle? What does it look like at the line of scrimmage? Can he move the change? And does he keep mistakes to minor mistakes? And I think that's, again, why I continue to give Teddy a slight edge on this, because he doesn't make horrific mistakes, pick sixes, you know, call the wrong audible and you end up with a third and, you know, now you're at third and 21 because of a missed block. All those things that go into it. But we'll see. I just don't think it's worth waiting till the last part is preseason. I don't think it's good for the locker room. I don't think it's good for the team. And for a team, Dalton Risner interviewed him Thursday and he wore a shirt that said entitled to nothing. And it's true. The Broncos deserve nothing. They're not even on Monday Night Football this year. They need to do things differently. And for me, one of those is make this quarterback decision sooner and ride with it. Get the players behind it. Taking it to the end of camp, I'm sorry. I just don't see how that's going to help. I think that's going to be divisive moving forward.
All right. Starts on Wednesday. Troy, thank you very much.
You got it, too.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.